NADBF. That's what I mean. It's so cheap and it's so reliable that it's hard to argue with. I called Spectrum to do the same thing because before I got, the reason I got Starlink is Spectrum was out, I swear to God, constantly, like every other day. And I was kind of like, I can't live like this. All my cameras, all my TVs, literally everything I do is internet-based. So I called them, like, you guys, you know, your service is terrible. I'm a new customer. I'm down more than I'm up. I want to cancel. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry to hear that. What if we lower your bill to $55 a month with no contract? I'm like, all right, well, it's hard to argue that, sure. So then I switched to Starlink, and at the time I had their best plan, so I was paying $120 for that, which was completely usable. I had no complaints about it. I just, you know, if I'm downloading big files, it takes longer. And then I finally dropped that down. So now I have the Spectrum Gigabit for dirt cheap. And then I got Starlink. I have the residential, I think it's 100 meg unlimited for $50. So for $105 a month, I'll deal with it because I always have internet. Like a couple weeks ago when we had that power outage, I don't know if you lost power or not, but we ran on generator and Starlink for 15 hours. And it was like nothing even happened, other than I had to put, you know, gas in the generator every 8 hours.